While I was lying there being squeezed, a silly thought took hold of my brain and went round and round like a charge in a superconductor. According to military formalism, the conduct of war divides neatly into two categories, tactics and logistics. Logistics has to do with moving troops and feeding them, and just about everything except the actual fighting, which is tactics. And now we're fighting, but we don't have a tactical computer to guide us through attack and defense. Just a huge, super-efficient, pacifistic, cybernetic grocery clerk of a logistic, mark that word, logistic computer. The other side of my brain, perhaps not quite as pinched, would argue that it doesn't matter what name you give to a computer. It's a pile of memory crystals, logic banks, nuts and bolts. If you program it to be Genghis Khan, it is a tactical computer, even if its usual function is to monitor the stock market or control sewage conversion. But the other voice was obdurate and said, by that kind of reasoning, a man is only a hank of hair and a piece of bone and some stringy meat. And no matter what kind of a man he is, if you teach him well, you can take a Zen monk and turn him into a slavering, bloodthirsty warrior. Then what the hell are you? We, am I, answered the other side. A peace-loving, vacuum-welding specialist, cum physics teacher, snatched up by the Elite Conscription Act and reprogrammed to be a killing machine. You, I have killed and liked it. But that was hypnotism, motivational conditioning, I argued back at myself. They don't do that anymore. And the only reason I said they don't do it is that they think you'll kill better without it. That's logic. Speaking of logic, the original question was, why do they send a logistic computer to do a man's job? Or something like that. And we were off again. The light blinked green, and I chinned the switch automatically. The pressure was down to 1.3 before I realized that it meant we were alive. We had won the first skirmish. I was only partly right.